Waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
10 past 7 and 2 days to payday. Hang on in there. How's the old beans and toes going? Bits of bark, grass, carpet, you're eating everything.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Yeah, and also 139 days to go until it's the World Cup in the US and Canada. There's a huge global campaign on at the moment for people to avoid going to the World Cup in protest to how America has gone topsy-turvy at the moment with all of the ice stuff that's going on. Today's International Lego Day across the world.
It's International Step on Lego Day.
Oh my God, the worst.
The misery.
So if you're a fan of Lego, or you've got little people at home that are Lego mad, I think the most expensive Lego thing you can buy in Smiths at the moment is the, what is it again? It's a Star Wars thing. It's that massive Star Wars planet. It's like 800 quid or something like that. There's no, obviously there's far, you can buy an F1 car in real life form, which is worth millions. But the word Lego, it comes from the Danish phrase L-E-G-G-O-D-T, leg goit, which translates as play well. And apparently the original bricks were just made out of wood before they turned them into plastic. And in 1958, the plastic bricks they started to make will still fit with the bricks they make today. So nothing has changed.
The old
ones. And also Lego are the biggest tire manufacturer in the world. They produce over 300 million tiny rubber tires every year. For the little cars and whatnot. There you go. Happy Lego Day, everybody.
Lego is crazy. I feel like you're either good at Lego or you're not. As in, like, I know everyone can build a bit of Lego, but you know the people that sit down and actually do it painstakingly by the book?
Yeah.
Like, that's a brain thing, I think.
And then you're always missing that one little bit that will make the... And it's, where the hell did that go? Cat has swallowed it. Birthday-wise today, you celebrate with Nicolas Sarkozy, the former president of France who did a bit of time in jail. You celebrate with Jamie Carragher, who's 48, and Elijah Wood is 46 today. They are some of the birthday people knocking around. Other interesting bits and pieces going around the world. Well, first of all, everyone up in Leinster who got flooded out of it yesterday, we got away with murder in Cork.
Yeah.
We had some heavy rain, but... some of the videos that are coming through from like people getting canoed out of their house. It's like Cork a few years ago when we had the really bad flooding here and there was cars floating up Washington Street. They had a similar kind of a burst of rain yesterday. There might be some tail end of... am I saying it right? Chandra?
We'll say Chandra.
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 It's very posh. Chandra.
Yeah, we'll say it. Chandra.
Chandra. Get out of me pub. There could be more heavy rain across the country today. It's the tail end of that storm. Other news around the world. This is very interesting. A woman has married her ragdoll. A life-size ragdoll that she married. And she's just announced the birth of her fourth child with Mr. Raggy Doll. Yes, this is a woman from Brazil who previously made headlines for marrying her life-size ragdoll has announced the fourth child has arrived.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Easy maintenance. Just throw them in the washing machine, isn't it?
They get a bath once a week.
Over in China, I love this story. This is mad. Casino staff in China spotted a woman acting suspiciously while gambling. And they found out that she was using high-tech contact lenses to cheat during the games of poker. These were contact lenses that had built-in cameras. So there was somebody in the car park in a van instructing her and watching the other cards and what to play and when to play. She was making a fortune. So there's a video of them opening her eyes and pulling out these little micro cameras. It's crazy.
That is, you know,
crazy.
I met someone for the first, I was actually on a video call the other day with somebody who was wearing the Meta glasses.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, your glasses are cooler. And he was like, and he was really like, oh yeah, they're my headphones. And I was like, huh?
Oh yeah, the earpiece, the stem goes around your ears.
Just sit here. But also I was just like, that's crazy, because like you would never know that there's like you could be being filmed or anything. It's actually
crazy.
Does
it not have a little red light to indicate it's recording? No,
I have no clue. All okay. I know is it's a bit mad.
The funny thing about this story in China is gambling in China is illegal. So when the casino staff reported it to the police, they kicked in the door and took all the casino staff away as well. So you kind of shot yourself in the foot there, lads. Coming up very soon, I will tell you the top reasons in Cork why people are failing their driving test. If you've got your test coming up, these are the reasons why people are failing hand over fist. It's 7:15. Ladies and lads, we're talking about the reasons people in Cork are failing driving tests. They've put together a compilation of the top nine things that not moving off securely, not using your mirrors correctly, turning up smelling of the night before, never a good look, forgetting your driving license for the actual test, they'll fail you immediately, turning up late, Give me your driving test fails, please.
So my driving test story, I was 18 and early stages of pregnancy and desperate morning sickness. So you can just picture the scene. I was getting sick in the ditch before the examiner came out. He thought it was exams until he turned around and saw the bump. And he was like, okay. Next thing, I went into the car, done my test. I'd say it was the quickest test ever because I was back in 15 minutes and test passed. So, yeah, whether I was a fantastic driver or he was nervous, morning sickness was going to play a big part. He was like, get in, get out quick. Good luck. Here's your pass. So, yeah, that's my driving test story.
Oh, my God. Is that like a driving test hack for everybody?
I was just going to say, like, I've got my hot water bottle here. Just pretend.
Kelly rocking up after her 30th with a hot water bottle up her Gansy. Hello?
When I done my driving test, like, years and years ago, I was 17. So we were driving around Toker, like, happy out. Everything was going well. And then he said, if you just pull in here to the left for a minute. So pulled in. He got out of the car, ran into the shop and got a box of fags. I was actually sitting in the car like, is someone actually pranking me? He got back into the car, put on a seatbelt. He was like, cheers for that. He was like, when it's safe to do so, there now, indicate and pull off. I was like, sorry, but I passed anyway. Yay, so yay. All good.
As long as he didn't turn to you. You wouldn't have a light though. All right, one more. Rob.
Guys, my wife failed her driving test because she has a habit of putting her hand on the passenger seat when she's driving.
Oh,
so her hand went onto the instructor's leg, and on the form, he said it was unwanted physical contact.
Oh my God, they have an actual box ticking category for people who drop the paw.
So they should.
During the driving test.
With Casey, love waking up in Cork.
This was quite sad. It was like when I read it, and you know, I'm a bit of a blow-in around these parts. I'm here for 25 years, but I know how much the Coliseum in Cork means to the people of Cork. The memories, the relationships, the fights, everything.
The breakups, the makeups.
How many breakups happened in the Coliseum? How many games of pool turned into marriage? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was what's your favourite attraction down there? Was the skate ice?
Oh my God,
the disc
air
thing,
hockey.
Air hockey.
Air hockey. Bowling, I never really got into bowling. It's a bit long, isn't it?
Or Quasar.
Quasar!
Yeah, Quasar at the back. Yeah, and glory. I love the fact that they always had a code on the door for the Jacks and you were bursting. You had to run all the way back up to reception, which was 7 miles away.
Yeah.
Code for the Jacks, quick, 3-4-2-2. what are your memories of the Coliseum? The reason we're talking about it is Brian was on to me this morning. He said there's a skip outside the door on McCartan Street, and they're ripping up the bowling alleys and they're ripping up the pool tables.
Oh, heartbreaking.
And it's it's tough to take for a lot of people. So you know, there's a lot of happy memories out there. You did a video there recently, didn't you?
Yeah, because I knew it was closing down, so I was in town the Sunday before Christmas, and I just took a little video of the downstairs, the little walk around, just okay. To
that's actually historical archive now, Rory. You know that
I'm a historian. I am now.
Yeah,
it is called the Coliseum because it used to be, you know, 100 and something years ago it was the Coliseum Cinema.
Yeah.
And apparently it's been turned into, we have different theories, a massive vape shop. Great. It's a sports shop, but I think it's a hotel. We're going to go for the hotel. So it's the end of the Coliseum. If you had any kind of memories of growing up in the Coliseum as a kid in Cork, what happened? It wasn't always nice for everybody, as Johnny reports.
The memories I have of the Coliseum are very little because I was never allowed in there. For some reason, the bouncer, he hated me because he knew me. Never allowed in there, never did anything in there because I didn't have a chance to do anything in there. Even on my own grads, suited and booted, still not let in there. The only time I was allowed in there when that fool was sick.
When that fool was sick. Love the carcass.
When that particular bouncer wasn't around, Johnny was able to sneak in.
I'm being honest, there'd be no fear of that fool still being there anyway. He probably has a tracker on me. And he'd probably still there until the place closes his doors completely, just in case I do turn up for a ball and pinball.
See, again, like, I'm looking for the nice memories. It hasn't been all nice for everybody, for those of you that couldn't get into the Coliseum. What did, like, justice for Johnny?
What did he do?
I don't know.
What did he?
Honest to God, I done absolutely nothing to the man. He just knew me personally from where I grew up and stuff, you know, and he just didn't like me, like.
There was no getting in, poor old Johnny, so it hasn't been sweet memories for everybody. So, you know.
He needs to have access to the Coliseum for on his own.
This is what I'm
private show.
What I'm proposing today is, I know you're ripping the place apart, but can Johnny go down and get one final walk around?
Yeah.
Justice for Johnny. Hashtag.
Could you give him one of the bowling pins to take home?
Let him do all the things that the bouncer thought he was going to do once he got inside the door.
Wreck the gaff.
Yeah, wreck the place.
let Johnny turn up with a sledgehammer and take it out on the Coliseum.
Let Johnny just desecrate the place and help out raking, just tearing it apart. Why not?
Hashtag like? Justice for Johnny. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say Johnny shifted your man's wife or something.
The theories are it's conspiracy.
Cork's Breakfast Show, Red FM, KC. There's Stephanie Rainey over there. Hello. I can see you in the behind the glass. And there's Rory O'Hagan. Morning, gang.
Hello.
Friday, February 6th, Cork Comedy Club in City Limits. We are doing Dad Gags Live Friday week. Cannot wait for this. But Steph and Rory, a volley of horrifically bad dad gags will be performed. And Sinead Quinlan will be our MC. Sinead's going to do a set. And then we've got Chris Kent. I mean, it's the hottest comedy ticket in Europe at the moment.
100%.
Literally.
Tickets are gone, unfortunately, but it will be done again, I promise you.
Sold out in 6 minutes.
Net proceeds going to Cork City Hospital's Children's Club. The reason we're doing this is to raise money for a non-profit organisation run completely by volunteers who are just trying to bring smiles to little people 100%. That are in hospital. And if you're a parent, I hope you never have to avail of their services. It means that your little person is in hospital. But for kids to be stuck in hospital for long periods of time for different medical procedures and recovery, what they do is they take them on Santa runs, they take them to Disneyland, they organise all these amazing events for them. So the net proceeds from that night is going to go to this amazing group of people. You can still help them out. If you want to go online, you just go to the Cork City Hospital Children's Club online on the website. There's a way to donate. You can give them a fiver or a tenner, but you're helping out an amazing bunch of people do great things for little kids here in Cork who are in hospital. That's why we're doing this. Live. Will we give it a lash?
Nice, sir.
It's Dad Gags time.
Dad Gags. Time for Dad Gags. Dad Gags. Time for Dad Gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Only a Red FM.
Kid.
Yeah?
Steven Spielberg. Did you hear he's making a movie about classical music? Did you hear this, Steph? So he called Stallone, Van Damme, Steven Seagal and Schwarzenegger. He wants the four of them to represent the four big composers. Stallone said, I'll play Beethoven. Van Damme said, I'll play Tchaikovsky. Steven Seagal said, I'll take Mozart. Schwarzenegger said, I'll be Bach.
Yes.
Rory saw that coming so early.
He saw it on the horizon.
I said to my wife, I was turned around to her yesterday, I was like, wife, look at this, look, I haven't worn this in 8 years, isn't that amazing? And she said, for God's sake, man, it's a scarf.
Lads, did you hear about the man who swallowed 8 Scrabble tiles? He's in hospital at the moment, said to be experiencing severe bowel movements. The next one could spell disaster.
I drove 75 miles in a snowstorm to get a part for my computer.
Yeah?
It was a hard drive.
Oh, good Lord. My father worked 12 hours a day to put food on the table. Great dad. Slow cook.
Oh, it's bad.
I got hit with a pickaxe recently. It was okay, though. It was just a minor injury. That's the reaction you want from a dad gag. You went, oh no, oh no.
My father used to say, son, when one door closes, another one always opens. Great dad, lousy cabinet maker.
I bought my wife an elephant for the living room.
Did you?
She said thanks, and I said, don't mention it. Steph's trying to work that out.
What do you call a Mexican who hates protein powder?
No.
No way, Jose.
My obese parrot just died, lads.
Your obese parrot?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's very sad, but it's a weight off my shoulders.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no.
What a joke.
Took my son to the zoo and we saw a tiger sleeping. I told him, that's a Himalayan tiger. And my son said, how do you know? Because Himalayan right there. No? No? No, okay.
My mum's two sisters taught me that if, for any reason, I am incapacitated,
yeah,
one will sit by my side day and night. The other will go out and destroy whoever put me in that state. They're my vigilantes.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Final one from me today. The funeral of the man who invented Tupperware has been postponed while they try to find the right lid for his coffin.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
It is 7:29 in the morning with the Cash Machine sitting pretty at €200,000. That money is going to go Friday week. So Friday 6th of Feb, we're giving you even more time to get involved. But you are playing this time for €200,000 after Seamus' big win. If you want to play for that money, you got to text the word RED to 57557 right now. The word RED to 57557. To enter this quiz, you need to be... Sorry, to enter this game, you need to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. All the legal stuff is at redfm.ie and you can enter online through the website as well. Remember, the draw is Friday week. Ciara and Barry Dunn will make another magic phone call. Will you be in the tunnel this time? Or will you be driving past Little Island or down Macroom or somewhere in Clonakilty buying some nice pottery? Wherever you are, answer that phone within five rings and you will win 200 grand if you say 200K. That is how the cash machine rolls. Monster jackpot Friday week. Will Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten make it into the playlist for your birthday party this weekend, Kelly? I should hope so.
I told Rory before all this actually was announced that I wanted that played at 12.
Oh, that's the midnight.
Because I'm actually turning 30 at midnight.
Oh, wow. So
and
this
the rest is still on.
What do you think he said?
No, listen, hold on a second. He is working for you that night.
I know, but I'm not paying him.
There's lots of that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so.
So he has to have some.
There was a half-assed kind of, I'll pay for your parking.
Pay for your parking.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, but also, like, you'll probably get handed glasses of water all night, Rory.
Oh, I can't wait for that, yeah.
And, like, little mini sausage rolls or cocktail sausages.
What I'm going to say, though, is, like, every DJ hates getting requests. So if everyone writes their request in a 10-euro note, that's the only
way. That's the only way to do it. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Or on a Revolut little request.
If you want, I can take over from 11:30 till 12 and I can drop that in for you and let your man go for a walk around town.
Yeah, you can take the decks off my cold dead hands.
You can fill in when Rory wants to take a little break, Casey.
I thought you wanted me to sing a sad song at 12, Kelly, no?
Yeah, you can sing Please Don't Go.
Please don't go past your 30s.
Past your
20s,
just once the party's going up, I'll just bring it right back down.
You can do simply the best.
Stephanie, you've got some bangers as well.
I do have bangers.
Unlike music, tune like.
I know, there's big ones there too.
Oh, yeah.
So she's getting her set ready for Natasha Bedingfield, 2nd of July, with our lady here, Stephanie Rainey. What you need to do this morning is a little bit of singing for me, okay? Now we're going to take it to the bridge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have an example here from Gary, okay?
Yeah.
You need to replicate exactly what Gary's done. We'll pick someone randomly and it's two tickets before they go on sale on Friday. Gary.
Staring at the blank page before you open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you can find out reaching for something in the distance. Sometimes you can almost taste it. But maybe you're ready, bitch.
Feel the rain.
Yeah. Thanks, on Gar. You need to hit it like Gary did. If you're a true fan of Natasha Bedingfield, that's not going to be a problem for you. So again, you're going to take it from this bit here.
Staring
at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. And the sun illuminates the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibition.
Yes! That was Holly. Oh, Holly, you're amazing. Absolutely stunning. Well, beautiful voice, perfect pacing.
Literally.
Oh, she's just singing there in the background. She took it to the bridge. Hello there.
Are we going to take it to the bridge?
Take it to the bridge.
Take it to the bridge.
Take it to the bridge.
Why are you saying no? Staring at the blank space before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the word that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance. No place you can almost taste it. Release the inhibitions.
That was a little bit fast, but I love it. My God, that sounds like I put it on. You know when you put WhatsApp on double speed?
Yeah, it does actually. That's just natural state, though.
Katie O'Shea, that was very impressive. Have I got Elizabeth on the line? And Isabel, hello there. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Are you driving your mummy's car at the moment?
No.
Okay, that's good. I'm just double checking. Are you going to school today?
Yeah.
Right.
We're sat right outside her school.
Oh, very good. Okay. I think if she wins these tickets, she should have the day off, quite frankly.
Yeah, or else you should just go in and brag to school that you just won tickets on Red FM.
Well, let's see. Like, I don't know. This could be AI. It mightn't be her singing at all.
Oh, true. Very true. Let's have a listen, sure.
Okay, Elizabeth, do you want to give me one more rattle of your Natasha Bedingfield impression? Do you want to go for it? Go on.
At the blank page before you, open up the dirty windows, let the sun illumine, make the words that you'd have spoken reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost see. Release your inhibition.
My God!
Can feel it for you. Only you can imagine.
You've done it, you've done it, you've won, you've won.
Elizabeth, you're brilliant, you're brilliant.
She wants to give me the full version of it. Elizabeth, you're going to Natasha Bedingfield. Congratulations. Ah, you're brilliant.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks a million, Mum. Have a lovely day at school. All right, tell all your friends you won on Red FM. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red